Wiggly Tail, a little update we do on community matters every month or so from the Humane Society of South Central Michigan. We feature an adoptable pet, sort of a poster pet for the adoptables at the Humane Society on this segment, again, called Wiggly Tail. Jessica Gilbert is back, Executive Director at the Humane Society of South Central Michigan on Watkins Road. We're coming to you once again, we do this occasionally, directly from the cat room. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, it's great to have you back. And the cats are so happy to see you. They're very excited to have you here.
So that's not a lie. I walked in the room and several of them came up to me right away. And I'm not the only one who can experience that. Folks can make their appointment, come and see for themselves, right?
Absolutely. If anybody's interested in adopting, it's a really easy process. You fill out the application. It takes about 2 days to have us go through it, and then we schedule a time for you to come in and meet with all the cats. We can have up to 40 cats in this room at one time, so they're free roaming. As soon as you walk in, they are all over you.
Yeah, that is the truth, and I think you have a bit fewer to choose from than maybe last time we did this from this room. It was pretty packed last time. This isn't to say there isn't a selection. There are lots, and they sometimes kind of vie for your attention, don't they?
They do. We've had some great adoptions over the last month or so, but we do have our first litter of kittens. Kitten season is starting, so I have a feeling that we are going to be full up pretty quick.
Yeah, folks may remember we talked about that a few months ago, when we talked a little bit about the warmer weather and the unseasonable winter that we had that sort of prompted maybe an early kitten season. Maybe we haven't quite seen that. Maybe we have.
We're definitely starting to, and we're seeing it on some of the community forums on Facebook as well, that there are kittens. We're also hearing nationwide that in the Northeast and the Midwest, there are kitten season is starting earlier this year. So it's definitely a national thing that we are noticing.
So I'm latching onto that forum thing that you talked about. So you're keeping an eye on just the activity that's going on so you have a sense.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of Battle Creek forums on Facebook, and someone's always offering free kittens. There just aren't enough homes, and I think I've already seen 5 or 6 litters of kittens available, people trying to find homes. There won't be enough homes this year.
Well, so we try to do it in the most suitable way possible here at the Humane Society by offering the opportunity, of course, to bring a new family member into the home, but also to make sure it's a right fit.
Absolutely. That's super important. So some of our cats have really different personalities. Some of them like to be picked up and carried, and others not so much. So if you have small children or toddlers, a cat that doesn't want to be picked up when your kid really wants to, that's a recipe for disaster.
And this is something that someone may not really know by spending a few minutes with someone who has a litter and you're trying to understand whether or not they're a good fit. You guys know what to ask and look for.
Absolutely. Our cats go through a process before they even come up for adoption. So we make sure that we've got a good track on their personalities. We do some basic temperament testing with them to see how they're going to react in different situations. And then they get to stay for as long as it takes to find a home. So some of them are with us for a while and we really get to know their personalities.
Well, and the one we think of when we talk about that is Momo, whom we have discussed on at least one episode, probably more. And she's here just resting comfortably at the moment, waiting to maybe meet someone. But she's kind of the queen around here, I would say.
She definitely is. She likes things her own way. All volunteers who come and spend time definitely pay their respects to her because she kind of rules the roost. She received Easter cards this year wishing her a happy Easter, so she gets correspondence. She's very well known and well liked.
And she gets cards for just about every holiday, I think. I'm pretty sure that's how that works. And occasionally she'll put on a costume to say thanks and show up on social media. So here's Momo, but that isn't to say she couldn't be at your house if you're the right fit. So we don't intend for her to stay here and be the queen of the cat room for the rest of her life.
No. In Momo's case, she really likes free feeding. We have a free feeding situation where the cats get to eat whenever they want.
I'm laughing because so do I.
Well, Well, Momo could definitely use to have her food measured out for her. So in a home situation, she'll be more active and healthier and perhaps a little bit thinner. So for her own sake, she would do better in a home.
That's an interesting point, that it is difficult, I presume, to know with the amount of cats that you see here in the cat room, which ones could maybe just graze when they want to and which ones who could use a feeding at a scheduled time and some extra monitoring. That's hard to do in this situation.
It's hard to do for sure. Momo was a normal sized cat when she came in. Now she is probably the size of a Boston Terrier or something. She's a good size girl. And the other cats, you can see they eat when they need to or when they're hungry, but they're not just bellying up to the food bowl and continuing to eat.
Are you talking about me or cats? Okay, got it. So today we're talking about Bluebell in particular. She is a lovely, well, she does have sort of a bluish gray hue to her, doesn't she?
Yes. So some people might look at her and think that she's a Russian blue mix. You know, we have no idea what she is. I would say that she is a gray cat, and she's a very pretty gray cat. If you look, you can actually see a couple stripes on her tail that are a darker gray, but she's just a lovely cat. She's not going to be a fit for everyone. She's kind of rambunctious. If she goes to a home with another cat, she needs to go to a home with a cat that will play with her. She may get into it with Moxie in just a minute. They love to chase each other around and bite each other's heads. Oh. And then kick each other. So she's definitely rambunctious with that. And so probably not small kids either, just because she's definitely got a personality.
Well, she is among those aforementioned that came right up when I walked in, as did Moxie. Moxie, you know, maybe we'll talk about her on another program, but Moxie is named accordingly, shall we say. So just bear that in mind. But Bluebell is quite lovely and, yes, has some spunk, but also seems she's laying back right now, grooming a little bit, seems to be, you know, kind of taking it easy at the moment. So she has that propensity as well.
She does. She's very sweet when she's tired and wants to sit next to you. She is a cat that is probably going to find her way around your house, maybe get on your countertops and on your table and maybe climb the curtains. Not really sure. So if you're into a cat that's like that, kind of an everywhere cat, but then is kind of snuggly when they get tired, I think she's going to be a great fit. She's about 7 months old and she is really pretty. She likes to give kisses. She's a fun cat, but yeah, you need to know what you're getting before you apply for her.
Yeah, hence back to the conversation about the right match. So meeting up with a litter that you might not know about without the expert advice that you'll have here at the Humane Society, you just don't know. Will this cat climb the curtains or will they just sit nicely and wait for you to bring them their vittles? You know, it's hard to know.
It definitely is. All of the cats have really different personalities, and there's a personality for every family. I would encourage people when they look on Pet Finder or on our Facebook, don't necessarily fall in love with a picture. Apply and then come in and see who picks you. It may not be the cat that you first look at. Maybe you say, I only like gray cats or I only like orange cats. But if you're open, you'll fall in love with a cat who chooses you, and that's really the best fit.
That might happen with dogs too, right?
Absolutely. People definitely get an idea about a certain breed that they want. And if they can't get it from a shelter, they may even get it from a breeder because they have that idea. But there are so many good shelter dogs that might not be the most conventionally attractive dogs, but they are going to be great family members.
All right. So bear that in mind. Take a look at battlecreekpodcast.com. You will see Bluebell. Maybe we'll throw a picture of Moxie in there, too, since we talked about her. She is a tricolor, very pretty. So you don't have to take our word for it. As Jessica said, you can come down and make your appointment and see for yourself Moxie and Bluebell and Momo and many of the others whom we've mentioned here at the Humane Society of South Central Michigan. You know, we talked about this a few months ago. The popularity, the apparent growing popularity of catios. Now, What did he say? Catio. So this is a screened-in outdoor area that confines your cat but allows them to be in the out-of-doors and experience some of the breezes and sunlight and things that they might like to have being outside. It's really interesting because just this week I happened upon a YouTube video of this catio that was like a penthouse suite in Manhattan. But the cats were, there was two cat doors that come out one door and run around inside the catio and then back inside through another cat door. It was well thought out. But speaking of thinking things through, you got to think about some things if you're going to do this.
Absolutely. So depending on how fine the mesh is that you use for your screening, if you use chicken wire or something like that instead, you are going to want to consider getting your cat up to date on heartworm preventative. Unlike dogs, there is no treatment for heartworm in cats. If they get heartworm, it is a fatal disease. And often the first sign of heartworm in cats is death. So it's really important if your cat is going to be anywhere where a mosquito can get to them that they are kept up to date on heartworm preventative. So you're going to want to talk to your vet about that. Another issue are ticks, and the tiny ticks, when they're little, they can get through screens. So you don't want your cat to get ticks. There are some tick-borne diseases like tularemia that could even transfer to people. So it's really important to make sure that you talk to your vet if you're going to have a catio or if you decide to take your cat out for a walk in a stroller or anything like that. I mean, definitely safety is important. So keep your cat safe in an enclosure like a catio, but it's not just as simple as that. You need to be thinking about these diseases that you wouldn't necessarily think about if your cat's indoor only.
This particular example I talked about on YouTube had a screen that it seemed thicker than chicken wire, and it looked like it was encased in black plastic or something, the wire itself, but the squares were 1 inch by 1 inch. So that's, you know, you can get a whole family of ticks and mosquitoes through one of those openings.
Absolutely. So it's really important just to make sure that you're having those conversations with your veterinarian. You can't get heartworm preventative through Tractor Supply or anything like that without a prescription. So for heartworm preventative, you need to see your vet once a year and definitely talk to them about tick prevention as well. Something that's a combo treatment that would do heartworm, tick, and flea would probably be your best bet.
Okay, so that's an all-in-one, and that, you know, I might not be in the know in the most recent sense, but that seems like a new innovation, having all of that together. Maybe it's not.
They've been doing it for a while, and there's a couple different formulations now, different for dogs and cats. So you shouldn't give your cat your dog's medication, but they're coming up with new innovations all the time. So for cats and dogs, there might be a shot that they do a couple times a year or a chewable. So you definitely have your option. The best thing to do is make an appointment with your vet now, because the ticks are already out. I was out on the Barkbrook trails the other day and I got a tick. Yeah. So they are already out, and I'm sure the mosquitoes are as well.
Yeah. In fact, we talked about that a few weeks ago. If you go back and look at some of our other Wigglytail episodes, we talked about that just as by virtue of the warm winter that we've had. Like the daffodils, the ticks are confused and out they come because, it's time to wake up and get busy. And so they have. Should there be concerns in a catio situation about other cats or animals that might approach?
Now, that's something else to talk to your vet about. FIV, as long as your cat is up to date on vaccines and is spayed or neutered, they're not as likely to be able to get into a fight in between a catio. And FIV is largely spread through bites. But feline leukemia, if another cat comes around, it can be spread through litter box items or through snot or that sort of thing. So if you have other cats coming around, your catio is definitely worth talking to your vet about what you need to do to keep your cat safe.
This particular example I keep referring to on YouTube was elevated, and seemingly part of a porch situation. So there was another secure area around the catio, so maybe that wouldn't be an issue. But you can see how it might be if the catio itself was the only barrier between Kitty and the outside world, and if it were low enough, certainly some other animals could come around. That would always be on my mind, you know, Mr. Raccoon from down the street or something stops by at 2 a.m. and Kitty's out there. That's something to think about, I guess.
What you really want to do is make sure that your cat is inside at night. So if you have a catio, make sure it's the kind that gets closed up at night, because definitely there are creatures out there that you don't want your cat to come nose to nose with, even through a screen. Yeah. So when you get ready to close up for the evening, bring your cat inside from the catio.
Pepe Le Pew, maybe, others. Yeah, you can just imagine. All right, so check it out, battlecreekpodcast.com. You'll see the picture of Bluebell, maybe Moxie too, and others as well. And, you know, you can search back for our previous episodes that talk about certain pets available for adoption, but also some of the other subject matter that you hear us talk about here on Wiggly Tail on Community Matters. Jessica Gilbert, Humane Society, South Central Michigan. Thank you.
Thank you.